Well, can I ask you, what, if any, were the technical challenges that you were faced with in relation to setting up this one-to-one iPad pilot in Bellsill Academy?
There were certain technical challenges that happened because of the time. When we first started, there was no way of dealing with groups of iPads centrally. Apple have since released, and I think this is a very significant thing. They have released software that allows you to configure iPads globally. They also now have a way of selling apps that when we first put apps on, I had to literally stand in Argus and the girl had to swipe 150 iTunes cards, which then had to be, we had to scratch the paint off the back and put the 15-digit number in. And now that's been taken care of because they have software that you get a 50% discount and you can buy. However, that's still linked to a credit card, but it's much easier than it was. When we set them up, we decided that we wanted to retain control of absolutely everything. And so we set up iCloud accounts, and everything was tied into that. Will it just go? Pupils, pupils in this school have a network password and username. And so we reused all of them for the iCloud accounts so that they didn't have to memorise anything. Changing that became an offence. And what it meant was we knew what the password was, they knew what the password was. All the apps, because we set up the accounts, the apps we put on belonged to us. And on the parents' night, we warned pupils that they shouldn't spend money on apps anyway because there's so many free apps. But if they did, they would lose them because they would become the property of North Lanarkshire Council. They had to be warned not to tie these accounts to a credit card. For obvious reasons, parents' credit cards could be emptied. We also, because the accounts are ours, we take a copy of every email that's sent. There's a copy of everything. We haven't really had a lot of problems, but it means if there is a problem, we have a paper trail and we can go back and see who said what to who. And it's also, there's a bit of smoke and mirrors here. I don't think they realise how little we know or how little control we have. But Anne and the management team have dealt very robustly with any issues. And because we appear to know what's going on, they, I think there's been less problem because they don't realise how little we actually know. But we haven't been able to stop incidents happening. But what we've done is we've been able to find out what happened and the school has dealt with any incidents very robustly. And so that the lack of ability to stop things has been negated to a large extent by the fact that we deal with them afterwards.
Okay. In terms of things like the Wi-Fi in the school, was there already Wi-Fi installed?
The one of the deals that we got was we got the school re-Wi-Fi'd. That they Wi-Fi'd the school, and then when we found all the kids standing in one corner, we moved it around. We also have a very good data pipe coming into the school. And I think that if anyone was thinking about this kind of project, the first thing they need to think about is, do they have the data pipe that will sustain, and do they have the Wi-Fi coverage?
This may seem like a basic question, but charging the device, is it expected that learners or young people come to school with the device charged?
It's in the acceptable use policy. You must bring it to school charged.
Okay. Any aspects about the technical aspect of it, Anne, that you were concerned with or which you still have to deal with?